Deeply disappointed, the response from the United States. Very worrying was Germany's response. Unhelpful to peace efforts was EU's Catherine Ashton's response. Like in the past, just condemnation, no action, status quo responses to Israel's announcement of tenders for the construction of 1,500 new settlement units in the occupied West Bank, with an additional 1,800 in the works. The Palestinian government's response, however, it vowed an unprecedented response. Is this response from the PA different since a new Palestinian government has been formed between Hamas and Fatah? Well, Israel is even angrier when both the EU and the U.S. came out and said that they will work with the new unity government after Israel failed to rally support for world countries to boycott the new Palestinian government. In this edition of the debate, we'll ask whether Israel is now more politically isolated than ever before.
Damaging, counterproductive, illegal, and against international law. That's how the United Nations and even a former Israeli official describe Israel's latest settlement announcement. On Thursday, Israel announced bids for the construction of nearly 1,500 settler units in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds. It also revived previous plans for 1,800 other units. Tel Aviv said the decision was in retaliation to the formation of a Palestinian reconciliation government and promised more is to come.
Settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem are an appropriate Zionist response to the establishment of the Palestinian terror government. This would be just the beginning.
Palestinians were quick to condemn the decision.
We at the Palestinian government, we condemn the approval of building a new settlement, and we believe that this is undermining the international effort towards achieving a peaceful solution based on two-state solution.
But separate from that,
Israel's supportive friends also slammed Tel Aviv's defiant decision. U.S. State Department said it was deeply disappointed. The U.K. Foreign Office said London deplored Israeli decision to expand illegal settlements deep within the West Bank, and Germany expressed grave concern. But the condemnations never went beyond rhetoric. Experts say such reactions show that Tel Aviv is growingly isolated.
They are in trouble when they are confused. They don't know what their course of action will be. Israel now is facing isolation from all its friends, not only those who don't support Israel and Israeli policies.
Tel Aviv's announcement for building 3,300 settler units came on the 47th anniversary of Nexa, the day when Israeli army began the Six-Day War, which ended in occupation of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and Syria's Golan Heights. Jordan also gave up the West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Since 1967, Israel has built at least 262 official and unofficial settlements in occupied territories consisting of thousands of settler units. It continues the siege on the Gaza Strip and has locked up thousands of Palestinians behind bars.
Hamas.
Given Israel's defiance of international law, its allies led by the U.S. have failed to take any real action against the violations Tel Aviv has been committing in the past several decades. It seems Palestinians have no other choice but to remain united and continue their resistance.
So is Israel isolated more than ever before? Let's find out what our guest thinks. Political commentator James Thring joins us from London, and senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, Richard Weitz, joins us from Washington. Gentlemen, welcome. Richard Weitz, Israel's announcement of the tenders for the construction of 1,500 new settlement homes or settlement units in the occupied West Bank, an additional 1,800 in the works. Israel said its move was in retaliation for the formation of a Palestinian unity government. To use the words of Israel's housing minister, Uri Ariel, a measured Zionist response. Tell us what your reaction was when you first heard this.
Unhelpful. I agree with the State Department's characterization of the development. It's going to set back any hope we might see towards, at least in the near term, towards peace.
Well, can you tell me if the reason that Israel has a response to the formation of a Palestinian unity government, would that be sufficient to go and break international law, which is not the first time, but rather time and again, and then announce more settlement units? Is that the way to go? I mean, is that to you logical? Does it sound logical for this response by Israel, given the reasons that they have stated?
No. You would think at most they would wait and see what the new government policies were. I mean, if they did something that violated the terms of the coalition or the international conditions in terms of non-use of violence, recognition of previous agreements, and so on, then Israel might consider retaliation, although it's still, the settlement doesn't seem to be the appropriate response. It seems that the other way around, that they wanted to make settlements, and this was a convenient excuse to justify the decision.
Well, James Thring, what do you think about this announcement by Israel, which has time and again been going on for quite some time, decades maybe, the fact that they keep announcing new settlement, construction of settlement units in the occupied West Bank, specifically in Jerusalem outlets?
Well, it's enraging. I think it's an invitation to the international community to now take action to at least impose sanctions on Israel. We didn't wait very long to impose sanctions on Russia when the people of Ukraine voted to join Russia rather than the Ukraine. In Palestine, the situation is far more grave in the sense that those people, the Palestinians, have been suffering for 60 years under Israeli boots and have now decided to join a coalition of their independent internal political parties, which is not particularly unusual in any nation, and it means, of course, that in answer to the question you put to your to Mr. White, they haven't actually formed a new policy yet, so they can't be condemned for whatever Hamas may or may not have wished upon the Israeli invaders. So the international community should be taking at least some kind of punitive action against the Israelis to bring them into line with international law.
Well, Richard White, I didn't get a reaction from you quite in terms of this new unity government that has been formed between Hamas and Fatah. First of all, do you think that this was a right move by the Palestinians? And second of all, the Palestinian leadership has come out as a whole, and they have said that they are going to respond in an unprecedented way to this step.
The formation of the government is, it could be good, it could be bad, we just don't know. You could argue it either way. I mean, on the one hand, there are still persistent divisions between Hamas and Fatah and other element groups than the Palestinians. But if they're able to put an overarching framework and agree on some common principles that were propounded by Abbas, that's presumably more favorable for those groups such as the United States, which support Abbas's government. So on the whole, I think it would be helpful. In terms of their reaction, we don't know what it will be. So I withhold judgment until I see what they're going to do in response.
Well, there's some confusing stances that are coming from different parties that have accepted this new unity government, James Thring. I'd like to get into one of them, and that's the UN, who has welcomed the formation. However, the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, he said that he has actually received assurances from Abbas that the government will continue to abide by the commitments of the recognition of Israel, nonviolence, and adherence to previous agreements. This is based on what the UN and Ban Ki-moon has said. But I was under the understanding that this was not the case, especially regarding the recognition of Israel. Israel, of course, is saying that, you know what, the gamble taken by Abbas is going to backfire, because Israel obviously is saying that they're going to continue, for example, with their settlements. Is what the UN has said correct? And overall, how do you think the international response has been with entities like the UN, or when we talk about the United States and the European Union also?
Well, the reaction's been typically tame and towards the Israelis and pretty prejudicial towards the Palestinians. But I would say, as far as the Hamas attitude to Israel is concerned, that they have no obligation to recognize an unlawful state. A state, to be lawful, has to define its borders. And if the Israelis insist on continuing to expand into Palestine, they obviously haven't got defined borders, and therefore they're not in technically a legal state. So Hamas doesn't have to recognize Israel. And on the other hand, even if you accept Israel as a state in their terms, there are so many crimes committed against the Palestinians by the Israeli state and individuals and people outside that there are multiple cases in international law to support the Hamas position. They're after all only requiring the peace between the two sides and for the Israelis to withdraw from Palestinian territory, which is perfectly reasonable. They're labeled as terrorists, but then, let's face it, the state of Israel was founded on terrorism. All three of the first prime ministers were former terrorist members of...